And we are celebrating 250 years, our country's birthday, this Saturday. So this week we're bringing in experts on not just history, but our independence. And right now, an expert not only in history, but specifically South Carolina history, and that's the mayor himself, former York Mayor Eddie Lee, and of course, history professor at Winthrop University. And Mayor, it was a phenomenal weekend as we celebrate Carolina Day, and you were in
Well, there was a big crowd there. And Carolina Day is a uniquely South Carolina holiday, and it marks the occasion that Sergeant Jasper decided he was going to fix that flag. That's what he's doing in that picture.
On the
And they were going to fight on.
He has a fan he's holding up with a picture of it, yes.
And they fought on. So he was a German immigrant, William Jasper. It's a great moment in South Carolina history. So that's what's going on the front of that fan. Also, I'll use the fan the rest of the day.
Stay cool.
But, you know, South Carolina had over 400 battles.
400
skirmishes, battles, dust-ups, whatever you want to call them, but 400 of them. Every county in South Carolina had some connection to the American Revolution. Back in the winter, my wife and I went to a site of a kind of a celebration in Dillon County.
Mm-hmm.
At Rouse's Ferry, where they had kind of like fought the loyalists at Rouse's Ferry. They're gonna be like doing that all over the state. They've been doing it all over the state, but that was in the winter. It says on the front where our independence was really won. I'm not real sure about that. I didn't design the fan, but you know what? It was won a lot of places, but South Carolina would be in the front line.
Why? Obviously, you mentioned 400. 400 is a huge number fought over, gosh, about a seven-year period. Why were there so many battles in South Carolina, skirmishes, fights, whatever you want to call it? I mean, in a state the size of South Carolina.
Well, you're asking a great question because, you know, we live in a kind of a small area. And the people who came here were independent-minded. They wanted to be left alone. And so they came down the Great Wagon Road from Pennsylvania, and they just wanted to be left alone. Well, the mother country would not leave them alone. And so there was an official church. They had to pay taxes to Parliament. They had to honor the king, and they weren't going to do any of that stuff. And so the revolution, in a way, it wasn't maybe won here, but it sure was fought here.
Yeah, well, Eddie, what, you know, doing some reading kind of on South Carolina's role in the revolution, it talked a lot about how Great Britain, England kind of felt like South Carolina would be a stronghold for them, that there were enough loyalists there that would prevent or allow them to be able to come in and take over Charleston and take over the government and really be a stronghold for the revolution. Why did they have that feeling? You know, South Carolina.
Well, Charleston was a major city. And the mother country felt like, well, we can take Charleston and this revolution will be over. And they tried to take Charleston on Carolina Day. Then they came back in 1780 and they did take Charleston. But it didn't end the revolution. So their strategy was to take the cities, to take Philadelphia, to take New York, to take Savannah, to take Charleston. It didn't work that way, not in the 1780s.
Why did it not work that? Obviously, we've seen from this area, we're big fans of the movie The Patriot. And to me, The Patriot, that movie kind of is the reflection of what the Revolutionary War was like, about those battles. You talk about those backwoods skirmishes and stuff like that. That seemed to be what Benjamin Martin's character, we know, the kind of like Francis Marion, but that's the kind of the role he played, of fighting those fights all over the place.
And you know, Chris, Saturday night, the Chester County group, there's a group in every county. York County has a very active group. The Chester County 250 Committee sponsored the showing of The Patriot. Mm-hmm. And they asked me to come down and talk a little bit about what you're asking. And so I did. You know, Benjamin Martin had already been in one war. He'd already been in the French and Indian War. He didn't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
And then he lost a son and almost lost another son. And that movie, we showed it outside. It was sponsored by the Chester Chamber of Commerce. And it was sponsored by that committee. Everybody stayed until the end of the movie. And it's a long movie. Everybody stayed. It's about courage, and it's about the individual kind of standing up. And so a lot of people stood up. We had quite a three hours, I guess, together on Saturday night watching The Patriot. Benjamin Martin, I think it's one of Mel Gibson's best movies.
I agree.
He's in other things that I like, too. But, you know, it's a great movie. And they... they had seen parts of it, the people who were there Saturday night, but most of them had not seen the entire movie. Well, they stayed, and we got a chance to watch the whole movie. And there's that vivid scene where, you know, the British troops under Tavington come mm-hmm. and they burn the church.
They burn the church and kill everybody in the church.
Yes,
yeah.
And burn alive in the church. Well, atrocities happened on both sides, though, I might say. On both sides. But that's a major atrocity. I know it was Hollywood, and I know that sometimes Hollywood kind of distorts things, but I think that the atrocities are very real. And so that is what happened. And Benjamin Martin just came back, and he just wasn't going to take it anymore. And he had lost parts of his family. He had lost his friends. And here in York County, I know you'll hear more about this later, but here in York County, William Hill up at Hill's Ironworks, they burned his ironworks. They burned his house. They burned everything he had. But he stood and fought. And so that's what a lot of people did do. They stood and they fought.
I'm glad we mentioned the movie The Patriot. Everyone says that he was based on the character kind of Francis Marion and Thomas Sumter kind of together. What was a... Let's talk about Francis Marion and what he meant. What kind of person was he? What was his background like? Because we see this Benjamin Martin, which, again, is a fictional mm-hmm. character of mm-hmm. a combination of those two individuals. What was a guy like Francis Marion like? We saw the stuff he did, but as far as his background.
Yeah, he is one of the figures, like we just talked about, independent-minded. He didn't want to be a member of the Church of England. He's not going to be a member of the Church of England. Here in this area, a lot of the folks were Presbyterians, and they liked it that way.
Okay.
And they wanted to remain Presbyterians. Here in the upcountry, I call it, in the upcountry, they wanted to be left alone at places like Brattonsville, which we go to in the South Carolina history class, and you've been to, and I'm sure you're going to have people on this station who are going to talk about that battle. It's Huck's defeat. And Huck's troops had threatened Ms. Bratton, and they were going to, like, slit her throat if she didn't tell where Colonel Bratton was. And she said, even if I know, I wouldn't tell you.
We're continuing our discussion with Mayor Eddie Lee. And Mayor, we've been talking about South Carolina's role in the Revolutionary War. Now, at the end of the war, one of the most critical battles happened here in the state of South Carolina down the Orangeburg area.
Yeah, Eutaw Springs. And I don't think we ever talk about it much.
We don't.
But we need to talk about it, especially when we talk about how things ended up. So we started with 96
yep.
over in Greenwood County. And then we move across the state, getting those 400 skirmishes and battles and encounters. Every county had one. And then we get to Eutaw Springs. And, you know, by Eutaw Springs, which is 1781, Chris, in 1781, they're running out of stuff. And so what happened at Eutaw Springs was they fought with bayonets. Not because they wanted to fight with bayonets, because they had to fight with bayonets.
Was this both sides or just the Continental
Army? It's both sides.
I'd say if one side's got them, the other side better yeah. have them.
And I would say this about the British. They're sick of the war.
Yeah.
They're sick of the war. You know, when you go to Charleston and talk to the British visitors who are there this summer, when you go and talk to them, they'll tell you, you know, we wanted to get rid of you because they were sick of the thing. They just take your independence and see how you do.
Too many resources invested, yeah. lives lost, yeah. all that.
So the war ended, and Eutaw Springs was kind of like the last of the battles on that list of 400, 1781. But between now and then, you're going to have a chance to talk about King's Mountain. You're going to have a chance to talk about Huck's defeat, where Martha Bratton said, you can slit my throat if you want to, but I'm not going to tell you anything about where Colonel Bratton is. She stood tall against him. African-Americans stood tall. African-Americans, you know, when you mention the word freedom, when you mention the word liberty, independence, African-Americans go, yeah, we're for that. And so there are all kinds of stories you can read about that. Brattonsville is going to be kind of like, you know, a focal point of that. You know, what saves Martha Bratton's life when he goes and gets William Bratton and says, you better come home, they're going to kill your wife. And Colonel Bratton did come home. And then it's going to be Huck's defeat because he is going to take part in the killing of Christian Huck, who is the British commander. And Christian Huck will get up one morning and still be camped at Brattonsville, and he won't be out of his pajamas or his nightshirt, and There come the Patriots through the fog in July. And it's a great story. It's going to be reenacted out there in July of this year.
Why, from a national standpoint? I mean, obviously, when you take classes at the collegiate level, you learn a little more, but I go back to like in high school. Why is more not said, taught in your American history class about the role South Carolina played versus you seem to have to take a South Carolina history class to learn
Well,
that.
And that's one of the disappointments of the Ken Burns miniseries, you know, that he just kind of like got to the South and just kind of said, well, that's it. No, that's not it. This war is not about Massachusetts. This war is not about New Jersey. It's a national brother versus brother, citizen versus citizen conflict. It's a civil war. It's kind of a rehearsal for the big one that's going to come in the next century.
I mean, yeah, that's one of the things we were talking about during the break is I think most people don't realize the Revolutionary War was, to your point, you had neighbors across the street. Some people wanted to, hey, I'm loyal to the crown. Others said, we want our independence. And so that's where a lot of the fighting was done. Sometimes it wasn't the Redcoats. It was cousins fighting each other.
That's right. And I'll just give you one statistic to kind of wrap it up. One-third of the people here were loyalist.
One-third.
One-third. And one-third were patriots. And one-third were kind of like, well, it's Tuesday morning. I don't know. And they kind of like vacillated back and forth and back and forth. So it wasn't like everybody was for independence. A lot were, but a lot were not. And so one-third, one-third, one-third.
You've obviously, you teach a lot of classes. What is your favorite history class to teach?
Well, I spend most of my time in the 20th century, and that's kind of what I specialize in. But, you know, you can't be a historian and get stuck in some time frame. You have to venture out. So I venture out, and I talk about the Declaration of Independence. We discussed Kings Mountain just a few minutes ago. One of my ancestors fought at Kings Mountain. He was 16 years old. And he came up from Chester and he fought it. You know, he was 16 years old. I mean, think about us in 16.
Wasn't thinking about fighting.
He fought at Kings Mountain, and then he went home and plowed a field.
They were built different back then.
Yeah, I think they were a lot tougher.
Yeah.
And I think the World War II generation was a lot tougher.